Some of the things you could learn up a drainpipe at night were surprising. For example, people paid attention to small sounds, the click of a window catch, the clink of a lockpick, more than they did the big sounds like a brick falling into the street or even a scream. Those were loud sounds which were therefore public sounds, which, in turn, meant they were everyone's problem and therefore not mine. But small sounds were nearby and suggested such things as stealth betrayed, and so were pressing and personal. Therefore, he tried not to make little noises. Below him, the coachyard of the central post office buzzed like an overturned hive. The overnight coaches were arriving and the new uber-walled flyer was gleaming in the lamplight. Everything was going right, which was, to the nighttime climber, why everything was going wrong. Micro-goals are short-term, clear-cut objectives accomplished on a daily basis. These tasks are able to bridge the gap between an individual and successful productivity. If the main goal is to lose weight, for example, just lose weight is too abstract and obscure to be an effective goal to strive to reach. It may even prove to be demotivating for the individual, leaving them feeling like a failure. How much weight does this person want to lose? How will they do this? It is important to have both specific primary and micro goals. Here's a good example of both. Let's say this person's primary goal is to lose 6 kilograms in 3 months. The definitive steps that person must undertake to do so are their micro goals. Thus, this person's micro goals are to run 1 kilometer every day while maintaining a daily diet of 1,000 calories per meal.